From my second favorite chair in all of Viroqua, Studio B's chair, this is View from the Bleachers. I'm Eric.
I'm Aaron. And?
I'm Devin.
And we got Devin in the house, too.
We got the boss.
We got the boss's boss. It's a nice day. We're recording on a beautiful, beautiful Thursday, 23rd of March. Spring has hit us. It's nice outside. Sun is shining.
If you're living down here in Viroqua, winter hit us this morning.
Yeah, we had snow randomly this morning, but it's gone now, which means it's officially the beginning of spring. Really gets me excited for, Aaron Rodgers talk.
Is there any more?
There's going to be Aaron Rodgers talk till he retires.
Until he retires.
Till he retires, and then we can probably talk about his retirement after that, but... No, Aaron Rodgers, no news this week, which is kind of interesting for Aaron Rodgers, because it's been about a month straight of Tuesday, Wednesday, Pat McAfee show, followed by media circus, followed by speculation.
It is what it is.
It's
there is no more news. I mean, Alan Lazard's a Jet.
It's true.
They got people talking as if OBJ is going to sign with the Jets now.
Okay. That certainly makes him
One of his lists, you know.
Little by little, he's putting together a better team than for the Jets than he did.
They were already a good team last year, minus the quarterback.
Right.
So, meh.
It really feels like the Jets are out of backup plans, because every single other good or average starting quarterback or caliber quarterback has been scooped up by somebody or Lamar Jackson.
Right.
There's exactly two options if you're the Jets. I'd assume you're looking at paying two first-rounders for...
at least, yeah, because he
for
got
Lamar
the,
Jackson.
Because the non-exclusive franchise tag is...
Yep, two
first-rounders.
And a probable $40 million contract. Or you can trade something for Aaron Rodgers and pay $40 million for a year or two of that.
It's funny, all the rumors, just because it's a dead part of the season for football.
Yeah.
It's just the trading, you know, or the free agency. But several... whatever you want to call them, are going, Minnesota should give, if this doesn't, you know,
sure,
whatever, Lamar. Trade Kirk Cousins for Lamar, and then...
You know, it's an interesting thought, because if you're either of those teams, no one says no to that, right? Like, if you're the Vikings, you're upgrading, you're still paying $35, $40 million for a quarterback.
He restructured, though.
But you're clearly upgrading from Kirk Cousins to Lamar Jackson.
Oh, yeah.
And if you're the Vikings, if you're the
Ravens...
Would you take Kirk Cousins and a couple of first rounders for
less headaches?
Seems
you know, your first rounders. I mean, it's going to be, you know, if it's going to be the 23rd pick this year.
Sure.
If you're even better, it'll be even the later rounds. So they're not going to be. And then you can get it superstars.
I mean, I love some good speculation.
That's all it is. It's just hot takes and. You know, oh yeah, what about this? What, and that's all it is right now. Is everybody's like, OBJ. You know, Rodgers is kind of, everybody's getting sick.
Well, until the draft goes by, because the big wave of free agency is done.
For the most part.
Coaching changes are done. Yep. The only thing left for the NFL season is the draft.
Yep.
And then the trades that happen right around the draft. So if you're the Packers, they save money by waiting till after the draft to make this trade.
Yep.
And I guess if you're the Packers, yes, you're really wanting to save money, because getting first-round picks for a guy, you have to pay first-round picks a fair amount of money.
Yeah.
So I guess if you're the Packers, you're really in no hurry. If you're the Jets, I bet you're in a big hurry, because you would really, really like to see your quarterback with your offense
at least
in an offseason.
Yeah. I mean, Rodgers inviting all the wide receivers to California and start throwing and building that rapport. But would he do that, though?
I mean, he never did that with the Packers receivers, so, you know, it's one of those.
It's an interesting dynamic. I mean, it hasn't happened yet, so you kind of want to know who's dragging their heels.
Sure.
I think it's Green Bay going, we want this and this and this, and Jets going, no.
Well, I mean, if you're a rebuilding, because the Jets are still rebuilding. They had the top five pick last year. They're not that far down. I don't think they want to give up the 12th pick in the draft. The 12th pick in the draft is worth, you can get all pros with that. You can get fresh out the box. You can't get a quarterback, but you can get.
You could. There's a couple in there. I mean, the rumor mill has been 2 second-round picks this year's and next year's.
I would be fine with that as a as a person trying to relieve the headache of Aaron Rodgers. Yeah, the 2 first-round picks would be fantastic. If you're the Jets,
be realistic.
You don't have to give up the first-round pick.
Right.
Let us see what else we got. Yeah, after Aaron Rodgers, that's the only NFL news. It's kind of fantastic. After that, we go happier news.
What's that?
Badgers NIT.
Oh, they're in the Final Four, aren't
they? Wisconsin Badgers have made it to the Final Four of the National Invitational Tournament. It was, you know, when they got into the NIT at 18 and 14, it was kind of like, well, I guess their season's going to keep going, and you get to catch them on TV a couple more times. But they've won 3 games in a row. They beat Liberty over the weekend, 71-75. Chucky Hepburn went for 27. And then they beat Oregon on a couple days later.
Right. Yeah.
61-58. Yeah. Chucky Hepburn hit himself a game winner with about a minute left. And they now play, I believe, North Texas.
Oh.
Which they were the second best team in their smaller conference. They lost in the conference finals of the tournament.
Okay.
Or else they would have been an NCAA tournament. They would have been in, you know, a 14th seed or something like that. They were 29-7. They're favored by a point against a Big Ten school. Yep. But then the winner plays Utah Valley or UAB. Yeah, Utah.
Oh, yeah, okay.
There's been a few teams that have moved up from like Division II to Division I in the last years.
Yep.
You saw them in the NCAA tournament. You've seen Grand Valley State. You've seen, Utah Valley, and there's a few others that are
there.
You know.
So, of the Badgers, how many of them are going to be returning next year?
The entire team.
Okay. So my point is, this is not the worst thing in the world for them in the NIT. What that does is gives them experience.
Yes.
Yep. You know, the playoff. I mean, that, you know, that's always good. I mean,
and they're not. They're a pretty young team. You know, they're sophomores, juniors. Sure. Next year they'll be juniors and seniors. They're not really adding a lot to next year. So this is a really good opportunity to just. They had better expectations for the season. 18 and 14 felt a little low, but they're playing the same guys that finished the season too. It's not like they're expanding their roster. It's not like they're changing anything on their team. You know, you're watching our man Stephen Crowell. You're still seeing Tyler Wall shooting threes, doing a little bit of all around game. Nina Wisconsin's own Max Kesmet, a transfer this year, played really really well in the. In the game, in a couple of those games. So, yeah, it kind of puts them, it ends the season a little bit better. Now they're a 20-win team. They go from kind of an underwhelming 18 and 14 to 20 and...
You know, it might spark, I mean...
And they get 2 more games. You get the potential NIT and the final. Yep, so, and they're all on, I'm pretty sure they hit on the ESPN, and they're all in Vegas.
Right.
So you've got a nice big audience. You've got a national audience for a Badger game, which you haven't seen one of those.
Well,
and it's since last year, since they were really really good.
thank you. Our boss is reading the paperwork.
Our boss is doing a little proofreading on my notes. Do you approve, Def? Good. We're gonna do music in a little bit. We are going to do... I'm going to keep rolling down the NCAA train.
Okay.
We got Sweet 16. we've had two great rounds of NCAA tournament action last week. That Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday round is such a great... For me, I love watching all those games. The apps and the ways to watch. It's really, really convenient. And you can watch 8 games a day if you really, really sit.
Yep.
And they were all fantastic games, as they always are. You know, you always have... there was a 16, Fairleigh Dickinson beat Purdue. Fairleigh Dickinson was really short team, Purdue very large team. Fairleigh Dickinson just spread them out, shot threes, and ran, sprinted up and down the court. The Wooden Player of the Year from Purdue, Zach Edney, is 7'4". He was guarding people on the perimeter, and he looked completely out of his element, something you wouldn't see in a Big Ten game. Right. In the Big Ten, that he was dominant, 30 points a game. And then all of a sudden he gets playing. He was guarding guys that were a foot shorter than him. The biggest player on FDU was 6'7", and just was a, they ran all over him. So that was fun to watch. Other one that I watched the whole game, Princeton versus Arizona. There's something nostalgic about watching Princeton in the NCAA tournament for me.
Yeah.
My favorite memory was Pete Carril's Princeton Tiger team when I was a kid. They backdoor cut. They beat UCLA.
Oh.
A really good UCLA sure. team. Great moment. You know, the coach jumping around. And ever since then, they run the – it's called the Princeton offense. They have a lot of backdoor cuts. A lot of – they've been running that same offense for, well, forever. And Princeton has a lot of, you know, history – with basketball long, long ago, but they're a 15 seed and they've won two games.
Okay.
So you've got 16 teams left in the tournament. The games are this weekend.
Today.
Today, tomorrow, and then the Elite Eight is Saturday, Sunday. You've got UCLA and Gonzaga. Gonzaga is the most experienced team. They've got a group guy, Drew Timmy, who is, he looks like he's about 35 years old. He's got a big old mustache. He's been at, big, floppy, looks like that prototypical sure. six-year college guy. Incredibly experienced team. They've never gotten over the... They've never won a championship, but Gonzaga has been... Went from a Cinderella 20 years ago to a legit power. UConn, Texas, Houston. Number one seed in the tournament. And number one team is Alabama. They've got a ton of young talent, but they're really good. And then the usual suspect, I wrote them as usual suspect, Michigan State, again. Michigan State every year.
Yeah, that's been a big story the last sure. couple of days because of the shootings
yes.
and everything.
Yeah.
And, Tom
Izzo.
Very emotional during that.
The speech that you can't call it a eulogy. He stood up as
yeah.
you know, as a leader in his community. Really powerful, really, really hit home
right.
watching that yeah. speech. You know, he didn't feel like the basketball coach. He just felt like the leader of
well, because he has, I believe, a kid at yes, Michigan State. So
that
he
is
was
correct. Yes.
So I think, yeah, I think he was. He did that speech as a parent.
Yes.
And yeah. he wanted to reach out, you know, trying to make sure that everybody else
mm-hmm.
felt that way. I think so.
I mean, if I'm rooting for a team, there isn't another team amongst these 16 besides Princeton because it's fun to watch that I'm rooting for more than Michigan State.
Arkansas.
And that doesn't do it. Doesn't move the needle
no.
for me.
Okay.
No, that I liked Arkansas teams back in the day, but weirdly enough, former Wisconsin Badger coach Brett Bielema football went to Arkansas.
Sure.
So I don't yep. like Arkansas anymore.
Yeah.
I bet. You know, I didn't like that guy. Don't like that team.
Well, by the time you hear this broadcast, the Michigan State Kansas State game is going to be over and done. As of right now, at 6-ish on a Thursday afternoon, Michigan's up 19-18.
Oh, as soon as I get home, I'm going to be yeah. plopping down and watching basketball till about 10 o'clock tonight. I'm hopeful. There's a couple upstart. Arkansas, Xavier, Miami, Florida Atlantic University. They're a 9 seed. San Diego State's a 5. Kansas State, they're a 3 seed. They're a really good team. They've been. But the best story in the tournament, I guess, is the 16 seed and then 15 seed Princeton.
Yep.
They beat Arizona and Missouri in the last 2 weeks,
yeah.
and they'll be on. So, yeah, by the time the end of the weekend, you're going to be the Final Four. I want to say it's the championship game, I want to say, is Tuesday, next week.
Today, tomorrow, you got all those. So we got Monday.
Yep.
Monday, April 3rd is the big game.
There we go. Yep.
Yep.
So we next week, will we talk about the championship then? We're going to skip right past it. Well, by the time we come back, we're just going to recap what happened in the NCAA championship because, yeah. Yeah, just like that, it like I said, it's the best month of sports for me as a
for
sports
you.
Fan.
Yeah,
yep.
yeah, yeah.
I mean, for others, people might enjoy an NBA playoff or a
true.
World Series or a Super Bowl playoff run or the Olympics or something.
Sure.
But for me, every year, the March Madness really, really adds up and fits just
sure.
right. So now I feel like we're going to knock out some music. So to introduce the music is a very special guest of mine, DJ Devin. Devin, what's the music for the day?
Electric Feel by MGMT. Hit it, Aaron.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Thank you, buddy.
Tell me what to do now already.
electric band.
Absolutely, say more than that. I mean, if that's what you want to
say, say hi to your class.
Yeah, you want to say hi to your class. Come back to you in about
30 minutes. There you go. We're live.
Welcome, welcome, welcome back. That's a good song.
I might have had the microphones on when you said. Anybody want to talk about?
Okay. Well, as long as no swearing took place.
No,
I see
good.
The sign. We're good.
We'll listen to it after we get done recording.
We're amateur producers here, you know? We're
Driftless Community Radio.
Lightly paid interns at this point. It's amazing we're not sponsored for this show yet.
Yeah, right?
You know, we've looked into it. Turns out after they've heard the show,
we're not getting a Nike deal by any means.
Even local anywhere is no. I'll look into it for next week.
Okay.
But in the meantime, there is, like I said, it's a nice light sports week, and it's been like that for a little bit. So again, we're going to circle back to the Milwaukee Bucks. The Milwaukee Bucks are 52-20. They just keep plugging along. They won two games last week. They lost one. They are 2.5 games up in the East for the best record against Boston. They've lost twice in 3 weeks. They've only lost to Philadelphia, and they lost to a fairly scrub team at some point in there too, but they beat the Spurs last night by 35.
Jesus.
Yeah, no, they just keep plowing through everybody. They're a healthy team with veterans playing at the right time. Giannis is still an MVP.
Is he healthy now?
Yeah, he's as healthy as he's playing. They're back to full strength, and they're the clear favorite in the East now. Boston has trailed off a little bit. Philadelphia 76ers have Joel Embiid is of course he's a center for the 76ers. He's playing at an MVP level.
He's in the conversation at this point, isn't he?
Yep, he's amongst the there's a short list of very tall NBA players who can shoot the three, pass the ball, dribble. He is one of them. He's a little injury prone, but this year he's been playing
lights out
like Shaquille. He's been playing a Shaquille O'Neal level.
Oh wow!
And so the three best players are Giannis, Joel Embiid, and then Jokic is the center for the Denver Nuggets. Denver's about 3.5-4 games under the Bucks for the best record in the league.
Okay.
So they're great. If you get a chance to catch them,
sure.
They're a complete team. Giannis runs the show. Chris Middleton, great shooter.
Yeah.
Drew Holiday still. I'll keep beating that drum for Drew Holiday. It's fun to watch as a very not good basketball player who appreciates defense and screens,
right.
Communications and the right pass that leads to the pass. The Bucks do all those things just the right way. So they are. It'd be hard to say that they aren't the clear favorite at this point.
On a side note,
sure.
I have a very good friend of mine, one of my best friends, that is the DJ for the Bucks.
Oh yeah,
at the home at
nice.
Fiserv,
yeah.
When they won 2 years ago, he got a ring.
Really?
He was one of only two DJs, entertainers, that got a ring because he's part of the staff.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, he bragged it to me.
Oh, I would brag that up every.
So,
I mean,
so I go, well, means you might have a chance for another one this year.
Well, you know, you get if you're a DJ and you work for the championship team, that means you're the best DJ in the league.
Technically,
too, you know,
like, he gets a lot of exposure, but he's also He's also done for the Packers, too.
Oh, slick. I guess I haven't been to a Packer game, but I guess you do need a DJ at some point to play music.
Usually the opening and whatever. Yeah. But yeah, that's a side note. Yeah.
And if I get down to a Bucks game, I'll have to, because it is great entertainment to go to a Bucks game. If you're
pre-game and then I think even after
the game. Oh, sure. No, we've been, took a family. We actually were at the, 2 years ago, the home opener for against the Heat. And great time. Everybody had a good time.
He was the one. He was actually, I think, on one of the home games. I think one of the final home games. He was the one that's outside getting all the crowd going.
Oh, sure. Yep.
That was him. That's my buddy.
Nice.
That's my claim to fame.
That's a nice little gig, yeah.
No, it is.
I'm sure it is. Yeah. I'm sure. So,
anyway.
That's like I said, if you're a pro basketball fan, and you know, a lot of pro sports get kind of, unless you're a Packers fan, pro sports aren't all that exciting. But the Bucks are the best in the league. So if you're into winners and you watch the Packers suffer all year, please watch the Bucks. You know, like, you'll get something out of watching the Milwaukee Bucks for the last 2 months of the season. 10 games in the regular season and what feels like a really deep playoff run. I can't think of any team in the league that could beat them 4 times out of 7. So that's super, super exciting for the next couple weeks of that. And that falls right into Brewers spring training.
Hey, Brewers.
Hey, keep going. Go Crew. They've got 12 games left of the spring training. They're 9-13. Record's still irrelevant. I don't know why I keep saying their record, because it's still irrelevant. They're playing. They're still working out the kinks. You watch a game, the time clock really has made an impact. The not being able to throw over to the base more than twice, you can see the base runners cannot wait, because once they've thrown over twice, they know they are just free to run. And you see guys getting bigger leads.
So did the bases get bigger too?
The bases got bigger by, I want to say it was six square inches, but it looks so much bigger.
Yeah.
If anybody at home can picture a baseball base, it's about the size of a piece of notebook paper, roughly. And these new bases feel like two pieces of notebook paper.
Oh, wow.
And so it's a lot of these close plays are even closer now.
Yeah.
You know, your bang-bang plays, but it also should reduce the amount of injuries. A lot of guys are getting spiked, you know, second baseman getting hit, guys sliding too close, getting, you know, so it's reducing injuries.
So is stolen bases number up, got up,
up,
way up?
Up, up, up. It's interesting. They did all these things to shave time off the game, but they also have increased offense, which means the games are going to run a little long with offense.
Yeah.
It's not going to be running long with people throwing over to first base. It's going to run long because it's going to be 13-6.
Yeah.
It's going to be guys getting from first to third much more frequently on.
But in the end game, it's speeding up the game.
Yeah.
So it's bringing in fans maybe that normally wouldn't watch, because like me, I'm not a big fan of baseball. Not a big fan, but I just can't. I mean, I've seen live games. It's like,
I'm with you. And at least if it's going to be a 3-hour snooze fest, at least if it's going to be 3 hours, at least get 3 hours of excitement moving along.
Which is not the case.
No. In a lot of baseball games, and that's not just on TV.
Right.
If you watch a baseball game live, if you get a chance to go to Miller Park or Target Field or, you know, down to Chicago to see some of these games, it's a long slog. You know, it feels quick.
Well, by the time you find a parking spot.
Sure.
Get into the stadium, which can take forever.
It does.
And by the time you get out of the stadium, it's a big day. It's a long day.
Yes.
Because I've gone to U.S. Bank Stadium to see the Vikings play.
Oh, sure.
And I was like, you had to park 5 blocks away.
Right. And for us around here, we're driving 3.5 hours to get to a game.
Right.
3.5 hours at a game, 3.5 hours back. I can barely stay awake for 12 hours straight, let alone...
We're getting old.
You know, I'm older every day. I'm only... Yeah, I'm a young person.
You're a young,
once.
Young old person.
I'm a young old person at this stage. So, yeah, Brewer spring training. Okay. The minor league teams start dividing up. Within the next couple of weeks, you're going to see the rookie ball guys, the 18, 19-year-olds, fresh out the league, fresh drafts, move down to rookie ball, which I think is in Carolina, maybe.
Okay.
You'll see the minor league Division 3, AA, AAA guys. Nashville is the AAA.
Pretty much the farming systems.
Yep, we'll
get all their guys.
You're going to see the guys who are injured that are going to be... So you're starting to see the roster at this point. And amongst those roster, I've said the name a lot, Luke Voit. He was a free agent. He's a first baseman. He played for the Yankees. He's a power hitter that's never really caught on as an everyday. He's hit 5 home runs. He's hitting over 300. And the Brewers at first base were looking kind of weak. That was a weak spot. They need, like most teams that don't spend an insane amount of money, because the Brewers are still a low spend team.
Right.
You got to have depth. You got to hit on guys that other teams didn't want. Mike Brusso is another one of those. He's hitting 393.
Okay.
He can play every position minus catcher and pitcher. He's hitting 393. He's got 5 home runs. It'd be impossible to not put him on the roster. Okay. He looks like an everyday guy. Wisconsin native Owen Miller's hitting 324. He's a former first-round pick of the Cleveland Indians. Came over in a trade. He looks like a guy who could play anywhere in the field. And one guy who's really playing well that's exciting if you're a Brewers fan, Christian Yelich. Christian Yelich was the Brewers MVP a few years ago. He's gone through a terrible stretch of injuries over the last couple of years. Last year, he was barely a 200 hitter, and he is the most expensive Brewer. He's the only Brewer making big, big money. And he's hitting almost 300 for the spring, which would be—he was an MVP guy, speed, power, 5-tool player. He's down to about 2 tools. He's kind of quick, and he's got a good bat. So that's a super, super nice spring training.
So do you follow the Loggers then, and that whole franchise and that whole system?
I mean, I remember Max Scherzer, who's a Cy Young winner, played for the Loggers, as well as
there's been a
number of major leaguers that have come through the cross. And yeah, if anybody gets a chance to watch a Loggers game, and if you're listening to this, you might just be local enough to get down to Copeland Park. I mean, minor league baseball, they got great deals. You can all you can eat, all you can drink. It's fun to watch a baseball game in the park, professional style, with a DJ, with some action going on. So that really does about wrap us up.
Yeah, we got 30 seconds left.
Would my co-host down the way, do you have anything you'd like to contribute to the last 30 seconds of this show, Mr. DJ Devin?
Get up to the mic there, buddy.
Is there anything you'd like to say? Anything you'd like to say in sports? All right, that was enough.
Yeah, there you go. You've been on radio.
He's a man of few words, but he's now been on the radio. So I will give a big shout out to thank you, Devin, for coming in, hanging out with me today. This was our absolute best show ever. Be looking forward to doing this. We're on the radio at 9:30. You can catch us after that on Spotify, on the podcast section, the archived section of WDRT. Thank you very much, everybody, and have a wonderful week.